Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. I hope everyone is doing wonderfully today. I'm really excited because I am replaying a great interview with Rabbi Jonathan Bernis, and I've got great music for you. I mean, everything's great. You know why? Because God is great. So stay with me, and I'll be right back. That's great. Shabbat Shalom. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at Wallace Hall, Brighton Presbyterian Church, 1775 East Avenue at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday mornings. Please join us for worship. Shalom, shalom aleichem. Shalom, shalom Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom Yerushalayim. Shalu shalom, shalu shalom, shalu shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 shalom. Shalom Yerushalayim. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom.
That was the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel. Hallelujah. Well, I am just really glad to be here. I'm glad that we're still experiencing warm weather and days where we can go outside without jackets and coats and boots. I love it. Alrighty. I also love Becca Shea. I love everything she stands for. She's just a sweet, wonderful woman. And I love how she took a bunch of songs that were totally secular and just transformed them. Here is her version of The Middle.
I'll take my seat right on up there, 'cause nothing compares, and I believe that I am an heir. It's time to declare that you're my guy, and I'm so blessed. I've been predestined, and I am your most prized possession. So draw me closer, I wanna be real close. Ruach HaKodesh, take over, let your glory overflow. Mashiach, Holy One of Israel, Yeshua. You call me your own, hallelujah. Baruch haba b'shem Yahweh Adonai, my El Shaddai, Mashiach. Step. falls, just you through it all, my faith is set. My heart is pumping, I know you're coming. How do I make much of the time? I'll keep on pressing. I got my mind set on your presence. So draw me closer, I wanna be real close. Ruach HaKodesh, take over, let your glory overflow. Mashiach, Holy One of Israel, Yeshua. You call me your own, hallelujah. Baruch Abba, Hashem, Yahweh, Adonai. Why else should I? Begin at you, a goodbye. Pour out your revelation to every tribe and nation. Cause you're coming for your bride on wings of grace and mercy. Come soon and find us worthy. Mashiach, Holy One of Israel, Yeshua. You've called me your own, hallelujah. Baruch Abba, Hashem, Yahweh, Adonai. My El Shaddai, oh Mashiach.
And you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Ooh, that was such an exciting song. I'm so glad you're out there listening. I know it's a gorgeous day. There's people to see, places to go. But thanks for taking Bagels and Blessings along with you. Hallelujah. All right. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ted Pierce. Hallelujah et Adonai.
Praise Him with the cymbals, praise Him with the dance, praise Him with the shofar, praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbrel, praise Him with the harp, praise Him with the drum and the flute, praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Praise Him with the cymbals. Praise Him with the dance. Praise Him with the shofar. Praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbrel. Praise Him with the harp. Praise Him with the drum and the flute. Praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord.
And let everything that has breath come and praise the Lord. The shofar, praise Him with your hand. Praise Him with the timbrel, praise Him with the harp,
Praise Him with the drum and the flute, and praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord.
Yes, come and praise the Lord. This is Ethel Chadwick, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay tuned for more wonderful music and an interview with Rabbi Jonathan Burness. But next, here's a word about upper cervical chiropractic.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013. With state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment, they work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road.
Find them online at www.ucroc.com. Did you happen to notice the music playing in the background while you heard that commercial from Upper Cervical Chiropractic? It was a violin solo, and it was the song Baruch Adonai, which is from Joel Chernoff, and here is the song.
praise him, and just let it we'll say,
amen.
Sing all you nations, hallelujah. And Israel will say amen. And Israel will say.
Min ha'olam, bat ha'olam, praise his name forever and again. But ha'olam, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel.
Hey!
So let the nation sing and praise him, and Israel will say,
amen.
Sing all you nations, hallelujah, and Israel will say, amen. So let the nation sing and praise him, and Israel will say,
amen.
Sing all you nations,
hallelujah,
and Israel will say amen.
Baruch Adonai, Elohei Israel, Adonai, blessed is the Lord.
Again, that was Joel Chernoff, and I just love how he does that, you know, just a little side note, many of you know that I had an opportunity about 2.5 years ago to dance with Jeff Goldblum for a movie called The Mountain, and during the filming of the dance scene, as we were dancing, he did the same thing that Joel Chernoff just did. He was going, vada vada vinga vada vada boom. So there you go. Little trivia for you for the day. All right. Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. They are a family-owned and operated business, and they love the Lord. They're just so honest and decent, and I have recommended them to so many people. They can take care of your air conditioning, you know, put in central air, and then later on when we need the furnace, they can give you a new furnace and make sure everything's, you know, running properly. They're just really excellent. What can I say? Give them a call today, 585-889-7840. Hopefully we have more weeks ahead of hot weather, and so you do need your air conditioning to be fully functioning. Call Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. And right now, Joshua Aaron, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Oh, boy. Love that song. So awesome. All right. Well, my latest sponsor is Knapp Jewelers. They're at 100 Marketplace Drive in Marketplace Commons. They are temporarily open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., closed on Sunday. Knapp Jewelry and Watch Repair is owned by goldsmith Bernard Napolitano, who has over 30 years' experience. So you want to go to Knapp Jewelers to get your watches repaired or to have custom designs. Really, really a great little shop there. Their number is 585-424-5530, 585-424-5530. If you need to get your jewelry repaired or you want some custom designs, go to Knapp Jewelers, 100 Marketplace Drive, Marketplace Commons. And now let's hear from Earl.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 11:30 at Brighton Presbyterian Church, Wallace Hall, 1775 East Avenue, across from Wegmans.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme bagels tonight.
All right, here's your chance to show me that you love me, that you're listening to the program, that you're out there. I want hundreds and hundreds of phones to ring. We don't have hundreds of phones, but I want hundreds of you to call. The number here is 585-222-2990. 585-222-2990. Yes, I'm sure. The question is, in the Gospel of Mark, how does the Virgin Mary, or shall we call her Miriam in Hebrew, how does she learn of her pregnancy? In the Gospel of Mark, how does Miriam, or Mary, learn of her pregnancy? 585-222-2990 for a coupon for bagels. And to prove to me that you're listening to the program, call now. Hurry up.
Give me bagels tonight. Work it out, baby, work it out. All that green cheese and lots of fun, I got that song now. When Pesach comes again next year, I'll go bagel free again, that's clear. The Torah tells
Okay, guys, you know, I know you're out there listening. I know that there are hundreds of you listening in the Rochester area and all across the world online. You're out there, so prove it to me. Come on now, prove it to me. 585-222-2990. All right, I think the phones are ringing now, but I'm just going to say it again anyway. In the Gospel of Mark, how does the Virgin Mary, or Miriam, how does our dear Miriam learn of her pregnancy? Do you know the answer?
The Holy Spirit came down?
That's a great answer, but can you be a little more specific?
The angel.
Right. What was the angel's name?
Oh, I don't know.
Think. Take a stab.
Raphael.
No. You can look it up and try again. You're so close.
Thanks.
All right. All right. Well, see that, guys? Somebody's out there listening, and they gave it their best shot. So the phone number is 585-222-2990. So we did establish that it was an angel, but I want the angel's name. In the Gospel of Mark, how does Miriam learn of her pregnancy? So tell me the name of the angel. That's how close we've gotten now. We know it was an angel, but I want that angel's name. 585-222-2990. Well, while you're thinking about that, why don't we listen to my interview with Jonathan Burness? Jonathan Burness, welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
Man, it's so good to be back with you. I'm closing my eyes and thinking about being in Rochester, New York right now, Ethel, and I know it's much cooler than Phoenix where I'm at. It's 114 today.
Oh, my. I think we're in the upper 70s today. Oh, dear.
Oh, okay. Stop.
Well, if you really, really miss it, you must come back when we have snow.
I did. You know, I thought I missed snow, and then I came back, and it was 10 degrees. After 2 days, I said, I don't miss the snow.
Wow.
Falls. I love the falls in Rochester.
Yes. Well, there's so many things to talk about today, and since it's been so long since you've been on the air, I wondered if you could do a brief recap on how a nice Jewish boy found that Jesus is the Messiah.
Well, sure. He really found me. I was in college. I was studying business at the University of Buffalo, and I had just finished my second year. So I was doing a few things. I was studying, but I was also searching. And I didn't even know I was searching at the time, Ethel. I got into all the things that typical Jewish boys get into, experimenting with drugs and rock and roll and Eastern mysticism. The Bible says that Jews have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. And because we don't have a relationship with God, this personal relationship with God, we're searching in all the wrong places. I was actually involved in Hare Krishna for a while and then saw that the masters had shaved heads, and I already had started losing my hair at 20. So I figured this isn't for me. I want to keep all the remaining hair that I have. so that was what was going on. And a fellow spiritual seeker got saved. Her life was completely transformed, and I saw her on the street and saw her smiling and just knew there was something different about her. So I asked her what happened to her, and she told me and told me and told me. Every day she called me and shared the gospel and asked me why I was on this earth and what was going to happen to me after I died. And Ethel, those are questions that every one of us has to answer in our lifetime. And I had been asking as a little child when my grandfather died suddenly, what happens after you die? I didn't know. I asked the rabbi. He didn't know. He gave me this answer about climbing over a hill, and we're still climbing. We can't see over the other side, but God does, and he knows. What the rabbi was really saying to me, I realized years later, is that he had no idea what happens after you die. And I wanted to answer those two questions, and she was asking me those questions again and again and again. I finally agreed to go to a Bible study with her, and I don't even remember what was going on in the study, because I was I felt so out of place, Ethel. The people were so happy and seemed so different than I was. It was just a clear contrast. And then after the study, the leader of the study, this is back in 1980, I was 20 years old, and he began to show me scriptures in the Bible. Now, there's a misconception that Christians have that we Jews have read the scriptures, but we haven't. I had prepared my bar mitzvah. I had learned Hebrew. I could read in Hebrew, but I couldn't translate the Hebrew. I didn't know what the scriptures said, and he showed me in the scriptures, both in the Old and New Testament, that we're separated from God, and that Jesus Christ, who I understood to be the God of Christianity, died to redeem us and to atone for our sins. And something happened that night. I felt the presence of God, and I was challenged. But I went home. I tried to forget it. But for about 2 weeks following, I had this desire to read the Bible. And that's a whole other story. I'll have to tell you more about that sometime. But finding a Bible was a real challenge. And I have just, it's a funny story because I didn't know where to go to find a Bible. But when I finally found one, I read the New Testament. And Ethel discovering that Jesus was Jewish. I didn't know he was Jewish.
I'm telling you.
I didn't. That his name was Yeshua. That all the first disciples were good Jews, better Jews than I was.
Shocking.
Lived in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
All took place. I thought this was a Catholic story that took place in Rome.
Of course.
So as I read the scriptures, and I went back to my own scriptures, the Old Testament or the Tanakh, the Torah, the prophets, the writings, I discovered all of these prophecies about the Messiah, and Jesus, Yeshua, fit them all. And that was the beginning or period of transformation in my life. And I've never been the same since. I knew right away that God was calling me to devote my life to this message. And that's what I've done for 36 years now. And here I am in Phoenix.
Wow.
Based in Phoenix, we have a staff of about 100 here. And we travel to remote places where there's Jewish people open to the gospel. We're in Ethiopia. We're in Zimbabwe. We are working in Manipur, India, among the B'nai Menashe. It's like a story right out of the Bible. It's like the book of Acts. We go to these remote places, and we find Jewish people, and we tell them about Jesus. It's amazing.
Wow. So your life was radically changed, and you became a Messianic rabbi. You were actually the founding rabbi of my home congregation here in Rochester, New York, Congregation Shemai Israel, and God has moved you all over the world. And so what if there's somebody listening to the show right now as I air it, when I do air it, and they're going to think, okay, I'm Jewish, but I don't know if Jesus is for me. What do you say to that person?
Well, there's a good Jew asks questions. And my question is, where are you going to go after you die?
Uh-huh.
And why are you here on this earth? And the answer is found in our own scriptures. So do what I do. Ask God to show you the truth. That's exactly what I did 38 years ago. I'd gone to a meeting where I heard about Jesus, and they asked us to pray, and I didn't know how to pray because my understanding of prayer was our prayer book. Our siddur, but I went out along a stream in Colorado, and I remember looking up at the stars and saying, God, if you're real, I want to know. And if this Jesus is who they say he is, the Savior, I want to know. And 2 years later in Buffalo, New York, he fulfilled that promise, and he'll fulfill it in your life, too. If you ask him sincerely, he'll show you the truth.
Amen. And I would imagine that through the different ministries you've been involved in, that you have seen many people come to faith, and you've also seen some miracles. Tell us a little bit about the things that you've experienced.
I have so many miracles that I have seen with my own eyes, Ethel. And the greatest miracle, of course, is when somebody gives their life to the Lord, prays a simple prayer, and then experiences a transformation. The old dies, and all things become new. Immersing people in water, Christians call it baptism, has been an amazing experience to be part of with people because they go down in the water. It's a symbolic act. They go down, and they're symbolizing their death to themselves and coming up in newness of life and watching the Holy Spirit come upon people, watching them speak in other languages with joy, seeing people healed of really severe illness. I've seen people that were literally blind receive their sight in Africa, in India, in the Middle East. I've seen deaf people, deaf from the time that they were children or born, receive hearing. I've witnessed all this with my own eyes.
Wow.
The signs and wonders that the Bible talks about accompanying the proclamation of the Word of God. And that's very important to mention, that signs and wonders are to follow the proclamation of the gospel, the good news. And it's part of the good news. And I've seen tens of thousands of Jewish people, Ethel, in the former Soviet Union in particular, stand up and pray. Jesus, Yeshua, as their Messiah and Savior, and I've seen many, many transformed lives. I meet people all the time, 10 years later, 20 years later, 25 years later, that say, I prayed with you and my life's never been the same. I love it.
Praise God. So let's talk a little bit also about some of the books you've written. Tell me about, how many books have you written now? I lost track.
I have two. I've just finished my fifth for publication with publishers, but there's a whole bunch of others that we offer in the ministry. But I'm really excited about the newest one. It's called A Hope and a Future, and it's one of my life messages, Ethel. I've been preaching this message for 15 years. I put it in mini-book form probably 10 years ago, but I finally was able to work with a good friend of mine, a writer who helped me develop this into a book called A Hope and a Future from Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 16, which talks about the promise, God's promise to bring the Judeans, the house of Judah, the tribe of Judah, out of Babylonian captivity. They're slaves in Babylon, or they're exiles in Babylon. And God says, I haven't forgotten you. I'll bring you back. And then in verse 11 says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future.
Yeah.
And he fulfilled that promise. 70 years later, he brought the Jews out of Babylon. They rebuilt the temple. They rebuilt Jerusalem. It was the temple that Jesus worshipped in. And that is a promise that is true by application for every follower of Yeshua. The promise that God has a plan for us, that's a reality. Before we were in the womb, we're told in Jeremiah 1, he knows us, he knew us and destined us with a purpose and a plan. And it's a good plan. It's a plan not to harm us, to give us this tikva in Hebrew. And I go into the Hebrew throughout the verse. I talk about what the Hebrew word translated hope really means, what the Hebrew word translated future really means, and it just brings alive this incredible promise that I love so much, that God has a plan for each of us. He has a plan for you, Ethel. He has a plan for every one of you listening to this program today, and it's a good plan. It's a unique plan, and our job is to fulfill that plan before we go home.
Amen. I'm really glad that you have written a book based on that passage, because there are too many people running around with no hope, and they don't understand the promises of God. And so the fact that you are encouraging people to trust God and believe that there's hope, that is so important. I'm so glad. How can people get a copy of it?
We have it on our website, jewishvoice.org. Just Amazon. I think they're probably offering it cheaper than we are. Go to Amazon. And it's in a lot of bookstores. It's actually been in Walmart. I'm not sure if it's still there. But certainly on Amazon or through the Internet, A Hope and a Future.
Man, Jonathan, when you were young, did you ever, in your wildest dreams, ever think that one day you would travel around the world, preach the good news, and write books?
Ethel, I never thought I would believe in Jesus, Yeshua. For me, he was another God, and we can believe in anything but him. No, I had no idea. But again, God had that plan for me before I was formed in the womb, and I'm so grateful that I have the privilege of knowing him, not knowing about him, Ethel. I learned about him in Hebrew school and in religious school at Temple Beth Kodesh in Rochester, but I met him when I was 20 and discovered that he's real and personal and intimate, that he's Abba, he's our daddy, and I'm so grateful that I have the opportunity to know him and to tell people about him and give them an opportunity to respond and be transformed by the Holy Spirit. It's an amazing calling, and I'm grateful.
Oh, yes. Now, tell us a little bit more about Jewish Voice Ministries. When do you broadcast, and what's new?
Our syndicated television program, Jewish Voice with Jonathan Bernis, airs on most Christian stations around America and abroad. So we're on TBN, we're on Daystar, we're on locally in Rochester on TCT. I don't know what channel that is, but I believe it's part of the cable system there. And it's on various times. We're a daily show currently, and it's an educational program, and I bring guests to talk about the Jewish roots of Christianity, to talk about the Middle East situation and why we need to stand with Israel. I occasionally get some guests on to talk about getting healthy and staying healthy, something that I need to keep hearing. But the show is for Christians to help them understand that they're part of a plan God has for the redemption of the world that involves Israel. So we have to stand with Israel because it's about standing with God's plan in the last days. We are in the last days. I talk a lot about the times we live in. And if you can't get the show on cable or you just have rabbit ears and you're not able to get it off your television, you can go to YouTube, and we have a YouTube channel. Just type in Jewish Voice or my name, Jonathan Burness, and all that will come up. Or you can go to our website to watch the program. It's simply jewishvoice.org.
Jonathan, you just answered my next question. That's fabulous, because I happen to not have cable, and I was going to ask you how I could access it, and you've answered my question, so I thank you so much. Tell us how you'd like
us... YouTube and the website.
Oh, absolutely. That's wonderful. YouTube and the website. How would you like us to be praying for you, your ministry, your family?
Ethel, we have some really significant outreaches coming up in September. We're going to Kharkov, Ukraine.
Wow.
Which is very, very special to me, because in 1996, 20 years ago, we tried to do a festival in Kharkov, Ukraine, in the football stadium, the central stadium, and it was shut down by some leaders in the Jewish community who had some contacts in the government, and the police actually surrounded the stadium. But we just got city approval to go back to Kharkov in September. The 17th through the 26th, we'd love to have some people. Maybe you're listening and you'd like to go. Just 1 week, and we're going to finish what we began 20 years ago. So that's coming up. I'd like prayer for that. We're also working very extensively in Ethiopia and Zimbabwe, and now with doors open in Nigeria. So in the entire month of August, I'll be leading a team from Jewish Voice. Three of us will be going to conduct leadership seminars in those three nations, Zimbabwe, Ethiopia, and Nigeria. So I'd appreciate prayer for that. That's during the month of August. So those two things really come to mind for prayer.
Oh, that's so exciting. You know, as I think about your life and your ministry, I realize that God really gifted you with wonderful administration skills as well, wonderful organizational skills, to be able to coordinate all of the meetings and festivals that you have done. It requires a gift, and you've got it.
Well, we also have a great team here, and one of the key people on our team here is Ezra Wodnick, who grew up at Shema. You were saying before that I started the congregation. That was back in 1984. There was already an existing fellowship, but I moved back to Rochester from Buffalo in 1984. And for 9 years until I moved to Russia in 1993, I had the joy and privilege of leading Congregation Shema Yisrael. And Ezra Wodnick, the Wodnick family, was in the congregation. Ezra was just a kid then, and now he leads up our global outreach. So it's great to have someone from Shema that was just a kid that I had the privilege of pastoring is now one of our leaders. And we have so many great leaders here in the ministry that have the same gift. And together we're able to do these really large outreaches where thousands are either treated with medical care or come to one of these our cultural festivals of Jewish music and dance, and we earn the platform, we earn the right to tell them about Yeshua, which is the most important message that anyone, Ethel, can hear in their lifetime, that Yeshua loves them, that God sent his only son to die for them. And that simple message is absolutely life-transforming, and I get the privilege to watching to seeing lives transformed by the thousands.
There's such a joy and an excitement in your voice, and I am just, if I may, I'm so proud of you, how you are making yourself available. I mean, you've said, Hineni, here I am to God, and you are just, you know, you're walking through the doors that He opens for you, and I, for one, am just thrilled, and I can't wait to see what God does next with your ministry.
Well, thank you, Ethel. And I have to say also, my memories of you and everyone at Shema, those were wonderful, wonderful years, and formative years for me. I don't think I would have been able to do what God's called me to do now if it wasn't for those formative years in Rochester. So thank you, and thank all of you that are listening that were part of Shema in those great years that I had the privilege to lead that congregation.
Aw, it's so wonderful to talk to you, and I want to thank you for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings again, and I hope that you will stay in touch with me and will come on the show again from time to time and give us all an update on how God is doing those great things.
Absolutely. Next time, I'd love to do it live. I don't know if you're able to take calls, but that would be a blast.
Yes. Let me know when you're going to be in town next, and you got a deal.
Okay. We're on.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and God bless you, and we'll talk soon.
You too, Ethel.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.
All righty. That was from 2016. So any reference to a conference coming up, that has happened in the past. That was first aired in July of 2016, but that was my interview with Rabbi Jonathan Bernis. Always a pleasure to talk with him. And I understand nobody won yet, although one lady came really close. In the Gospel of Mark, how does the Virgin Mary, or Miriam, how does she learn of her pregnancy? And we already established it was from an angel. So tell me the angel's name. 585-222-2990. I got a coupon for bagels. Come on now. Call now. In the meantime, Greg Silverman has a brand new song just released. Count it all joy.
My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Oh, my brethren, count it all joy. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have the perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him trust in God, who giveth to all liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him trust in God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be. Oh, he loves.
faith work with patience.
Hi, this is Greg Silverman, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
That was so cute. You may or may not have noticed this about me by now, but I am a real jazz fan. And one of the reasons why I like Greg Silverman's music so much is he just does that jazz thing. He does that scat, bada bee, bada boom stuff. I mean, he's so good at it. I love it. I love it. So that's a brand new song, but now we're going to go back into the archives for a real oldie but goodie from the group Israel's Hope. And I will say that Paul Wilbur was a vocalist in this group. You may recognize his voice. The group was called Israel's Hope, and the song was called Come Let Us Go Up.
Come let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. And the law will go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. We will walk in his footsteps, and he will teach us his way. Nations far and wide, swords will be beaten into plowshares, and nations will not learn war again.
Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob.
Yes, that's an oldie but goodie. Now, come on, guys. You've got like a minute left. Who was the angel that told Miriam that she was pregnant? I will be so happy if I could give away that coupon for bagels. It would really, really make me happy. Now, come on now. The number here is 585-222-2990. I mean, with all my whining, yes, my maiden name was Whiner, and I'm really good at whining, but, you know, all that whining about, you know, I don't know if anybody's listening, and if you don't call me, I don't know, and I can't tell if you're out there, and I don't know if anybody loves me, I'm going to go and eat worms. You know, with all that whining, you'd think that at least somebody out there would call. 585-222-2990. just tell me the name of the angel that told Miriam, or Mary, that she was pregnant. Come on now, you can look it up. 585-222-2990. Maybe you just don't love bagels enough. Am I going to have to start giving away dark chocolate? Would that be an incentive? But then the show would have to be called Chocolate and Blessings? I don't know. I tell you, oh, this could be it. Shalom, shalom. Anybody there? Do we have a winner?
Just tell me the name of the angel that told Miriam, oh, Miriam, that she was pregnant. Come on.
You got to turn your radio down, dear. Turn your radio down.
2990. Maybe you just don't love bagels enough.
Please turn your radio down, okay? Because there's a delay and I'm hearing it in the feedback here. Okay, what's the answer?
Gabriel.
Yes, and who is this?
This is Jennifer Ritter.
Jennifer, congratulations. You are the winner, yes. Okay, honey, stay on the line and we will get your address, okay? Stay on the line. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Right now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha. Yair Adonai panav alecha v'yikunecha. Yisa Adonai Paramalecha, Vyasem lecha, Shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. And I hope that I've been a blessing to you today. All right, have a great week. I'll be back next week live in the studio with some more great music. Shabbat Shalom!
Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 11:30 at Brighton Presbyterian Church, Wallace Hall, 1775 East Avenue, across from Wegmans. The preceding program has been sponsored by Ethel Chadwick.